If you love mutants or reptiles, especially if they're mutant reptiles, you're in the right place. It's April 12th, 2024. Today, we've got an update about the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, the new Avatar The Last Airbender movie, the new season of Monarch Legacy of Monsters, and an update about Bong Joon-ho's next film. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Paramount Pictures is set to develop a new live-action film adaptation of one of the most popular Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics ever. They're going to be adapting the story arc called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Last Ronin. It's one of the most popular storylines of all, and it's one of the most brutal. So while Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem that came out last year was a fun animated adventure that anyone could enjoy, this upcoming movie is set to be rated R. Here's how the outlet describes the story. Set in a totalitarian future New York City, the comic miniseries told of how the Turtles and Master Splinter are killed off one by one by the grandson of the villainous Shredder and synthetic ninjas. One turtle manages to survive, barely, and vows to exact bloody vengeance. One trick of the book was that it wasn't clear, for a while at least, which one of the turtles lived, as the survivor had the weapons of all four. Walter Hamada is set to produce the film. Hamada used to be the head of DC Films and worked on the Conjuring and It franchises. Tyler Burton Smith is set to write the script. Smith wrote Boy Kills World and wrote the 2019 Child's Play film. There is no further news about the live-action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Last Ronin at this time. Paramount also shared some pretty exciting news about their upcoming animated film set in the world of Avatar: The Last Airbender. The series tells the story of siblings Katara and Sokka, who wake a young boy named Aang from a long hibernation. They learn that he's been frozen in ice for 100 years after attempting to escape the pressures of being the Avatar. The Avatar is a peacekeeper, one who keeps all four nations in balance, and one who has a unique ability to master all four elements: waterbending, earthbending, firebending, and airbending. While Aang was stuck in ice, the Imperialist Fire Nation attacked all of the other nations and began to take over the entire world. They eradicated the Airbenders. Only Avatar Aang, the last Airbender, was powerful enough to stop the Fire Lord and save the world. Once Aang stopped the growth of the Fire Nation Empire and the world entered a new era of peace, that's where the animated series ends. The comics pick up right where the animated series left off, and they explore the lives and difficulties of building a new world, and now, this new animated film, currently titled Aang the Last Airbender, is going to see Aang and his friends as adults. Paramount confirmed that Eric Nam is going to voice an adult Avatar Aang. Nam is a South Korean singer, songwriter, and actor who said, "I am so thrilled and honored to share that I will be stepping into the incredible role of Aang in the upcoming animated film. Let's do this. Yip yip." Dave Bautista is going to voice the villain of the film, though we don't know exactly who he'll be. Dion Kwan, Jessica Matten, and Roman Zaragoza will also join the voice cast. There is no further news about Aang, the Last Airbender, at this time. Apple TV Plus has officially renewed Legendary Entertainment's Monarch: Legacy of Monsters for a second season. Monarch: Legacy of Monsters tracks two siblings following in their father's footsteps to uncover their family's connection to the secret organization known as Monarch. Clues led them into a world of monsters and ultimately down the rabbit hole to Army Officer Lee Shaw, taking place in the 1950s and half a century later, where Monarch is threatened by what Shaw knows. The dramatic saga, spanning three generations, reveals buried secrets and the ways that epic, earth-shattering events can reverberate through our lives. That's not Apple TV Plus's only news, though. They're set to make multiple new spin-off series based on the franchise. Morgan Wandell, head of international development for Apple TV Plus, said this: "Monarch: Legacy of Monsters has left an indelible imprint on the hearts and minds and imaginations of audiences around the world, led by the brilliance of Chris, Matt, Kurt, Wyatt, and the incredibly gifted, talented cast and creative team. We couldn't be more excited for viewers to not only have the chance to experience even more thrills in season 2, but to embark on epic new journeys in the franchise as we expand Legendary's Monsterverse." The first season of Monarch: Legacy of Monsters is on Apple TV Plus now. At CinemaCon, Bong Joon-ho revealed the first trailer for his upcoming movie Mickey 17. Mickey 17 is based on the novel Mickey 7 by Edward Ashton and follows Mickey 7, a space colonist known as an expendable. Those who do the colony's most dangerous work and often die in the process, only to be brought back to life through human printing technology. The protagonist in this novel is the seventh version of a man named Mickey Barnes, but in the movie, that's been upped. The movie stars Robert Pattinson as both Mickey 17 and Mickey 18. There is no further news about Mickey 17 at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Amazon's Fallout series is set to film its second season in California due to a new policy that allows for a $25 million tax credit. Come back tomorrow for an update about a Jim Henson documentary. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for April 12th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to let your geek side show.